Well, did that look and feel like a typical Winnipeg Anaheim game?
Yeah, it's a good old grinder there. Some strange goals. That's true of the games that we play here. But a good road game for us at the end of this week, 4-6. Got to put some miles on the airplane and got a bunch of points. So lost the shootout. It's disappointing, but it was a good grinder.
Would you like to see maybe put a few more shots once Ryan Miller came into the game?
You know what? We didn't have a whole lot going after that, but we would have liked to have got more than that. There were stretches of the game where they hemmed us in a little bit, but we did a pretty darn good job keeping to the outside. There weren't a lot of old moments. We had action that you might not have, if you're an Anaheim fan, you wouldn't have noticed. There were a lot of tips that just missed and some good stuff, especially early in the third. I thought the first 10 minutes in the third was really good. And a quick bounce back was real important.
How about the response for getting those goals, answering back in both the second and third period as quick as your club was able to do?
When you're playing on the road, you can't let the home team get away from you. You know, because that next one then is the huge momentum change in the game. So we were able to fight back and get both of them. So important. That's all goes into keeping it tight on the road and getting points.
What'd you do well on the penalty kill tonight?
I thought our stands were really strong, and we only got out of sorts a couple of times. Good quickness, good sticks.
Some thoughts on Jack Roslovic finally getting the first one here tonight?
Yeah, you know what? He really was impactful on our first goal, Patty's goal, and then getting his first one in the NHL. I liked the way he skated. I liked the way he forechecked. I thought he was really effective.
What's the message to your All-Stars going in this weekend?
Make sure you warm up before the game. Don't pull anything, and enjoy the heck out of it.
Well, just on that disallowed goal, is that the right call? From your perspective, the one on the interference penalty to Pro?
I think you can call incidental contact on that. Matty's a foot outside the crease, and he's turning his body to tip the puck. So there's contact. For me, you can no-goal that. If you're really, really protecting the goalies, you could let it go, and I'd have been fine with that too. But I didn't think there should have been a penalty on the call.